Hear that, Ashley?
Yeah, that's the Central Lion Jazz One.
They sound pretty good.
Hey, I'm Ashley.
And I'm Nate, and welcome to this week's newest Kapow.
I hope you still hear the sweet sound of the Central Lion Jazz One playing in your ears, because we will be getting the inside scoop about this year's Jazz Band One in an interview with Mr. Langholt about this year's group.
That reminds me of something.
Okay.
I got it. My favorite childhood cartoon show.
Oh, I don't know how those relate, but it doesn't matter, because that is this week's I Sadeth question.
Oh yeah, maybe that's what I was thinking of.
Ha, makes sense. So Nate, have you seen the new section under Student Life?
Yeah, I do believe I have, but the name escapes me.
Oh, it's called Girls Talk in the Man Cave, and today we have an interview with Izzy and Matt, and they will tell us all about it. Nate?
What? Oh, ha. Sorry, I was thinking about this heated debate that we have coming up in the newest Kapow.
Oh, yeah, the debate this week is whether you think girls should wrestle.
That'll be interesting to hear what people have to say, wouldn't you say, Ashley?
Oh, yes, I definitely agree.
So, Ashley, did you watch the Super Bowl game this past Sunday?
Well, no, I saw the last couple minutes, though. But, yeah, it certainly doesn't agree with our poll that was taken this past week.
Haha, yeah, our poll results had the Colts percent of winning at 69.4% and the Saints percent of winning at 30.6%, but the game had a very different outcome.
That's for sure. The score ended out with the Saints with a win with a score of 31 and the Colts had 17.
Well, Ashley, we shall have to move on.
Yes, let's head on to our interview with Mr. Langholt.
Mr. Langholt, how is this year's Jazz One doing so far?
I think they're playing very well. We ended up getting second place at the Iowa Lakes Jazz Contest, and then we placed fourth at District Contest, where we had some very big competition this year. A lot of good bands in our class this year.
Do you think you will have a shot at state this year?
It really depends on how we do at our next contest. They would have to have a very good placing at our next one at the Lewis and Clark Jazz Festival in order to have a chance to qualify for state. So right now we just have to wait and see how they do.
And what are the qualifications for state?
If you want to be an automatic qualifier, you have to place either first or second in your district, which we did not do this year since we placed fourth at districts. But then there are what they call wild card spots, where you can qualify by either beating an automatic qualifier or placing first at a contest, or you can also do that by placing third in your district. So if we had a good placing at this final one, we could still be eligible for a wild card.
Are there any more contests coming up, and if so, when are they?
The Lewis and Clark one is the 23rd of February. That's one that I was just speaking about. And then we'll also have one in March at USD, the Coyote Jazz Festival, which is March 18th, I believe.
Well, thank you and good luck. I really hope this year's Jazz Band makes it to state, don't you, Mike?
Yes, I do.
Well, Jazz One, we wish you the best.
So, Izzy, should we get to the I Sadeth question?
Sounds good, but I really can't remember what it was.
Here's a hint. Recess, Animaniacs, Looney Tunes.
Oh, that's right. I remember now. The question is, what was your favorite childhood cartoon show?
Yep. Well, shall we see what some teachers and students had to say out in the hallway?
Sounds good. These will be interesting to hear.
Abby, what is your favorite childhood cartoon?
Bear in the Big Blue House. And Barney.
Rugrats.
Scooby-Doo.
SpongeBob.
Ms. Boomadol, what is your favorite childhood cartoon?
When I was little, I loved to watch the Smurfs. Do you even know what the Smurfs are? SpongeBob.
Mickey Mouse.
Tom and Jerry.
Tom and Jerry.
Cinderella.
I liked Bugs Bunny.
And why was that?
Because it was fun. They were funny and they chased each other and he always won.
Popeye the Sailor Man.
Probably like SpongeBob or someone like that.
Right.
Barney.
Here I come to save the day. That means that Mighty Mouse is on the way.
Those bring back some great memories, wouldn't you say, Izzy?
Oh, I definitely agree.
Definitely. So what's next?
Well, next we have our debate question, whether people think girls should wrestle. And I'm kind of anxious to hear what people think about this one.
Me too. That's a pretty intense question.
Well, let's listen and see.
Cole, do you think girls should be able to wrestle?
Nope.
Why not?
Because I got beat by a girl.
Yeah, I think they should be allowed to wrestle, but I wouldn't recommend it.
Yes, I think they should. Yes.
Why?
Because they should deserve the same opportunity as us.
Yes, because they dominate all the guys.
I think it's fine. It's the boys that have the problem with that.
Only if they're from Sweden.
Yeah, I do, because it'd be cool, first of all, and it would be a little weird for boys. We should be able to do whatever we want.
They want to, and they're good enough. Let them do it. I believe in equal opportunity.
No, because I think it's a disadvantage for boys because they don't know what to do because if they put their hand in the wrong spot, they might think, oh, God, what'd I do now?
Girls can do anything boys can do.
Yeah, because you can't discriminate by gender.
No. If it's girl-girl wrestling, okay. If it's guy-girl wrestling, no, because it's really uncomfortable for both parties.
That debate was interesting to hear.
So, Mike, what do you think? Do you think girls should be allowed to wrestle?
I think it's kind of awkward for the guy, but I don't really care.
Yeah, I pretty much agree with you.
So, moving on, what's next?
Well, Matt and I will be talking about the new Student Life page that was just added to the Central Lion webpage.
Sweet. What's it called?
You'll just have to wait and see.
Hey guys, I am Izzy, and I'm in charge of the new section called Girl Talk on the Central Lion webpage. You will find Girl Talk under the Student Life tab. It is located on a flyout under the High School button. Now, you might be wondering what kind of articles will be posted on this section. Well, it ranges from beauty tips to fitness facts. You know, all those things that we females love to talk about, such as Team Jacob or Team Edward. Also, an upcoming article called Truth or Myth will answer the questions of whether some beauty products and other items truly work. If you want an article written about a girly topic, such as the mystery of boys, all you have to do is let me know. Also, make sure to check out the Man Cave. In fact, let's hear what Matt the Man has to say.
What's up, men? I'm Matt, leader of the Man Cave and the creator. I'm going to tell you certain things that only men may know. There will be votes counted out for corresponding events and debates. I will tell you of future events of what's coming out that is strictly for men. And that is all. Good day, my men.
I'm glad that we have a man cave, because I really don't care about all that girly stuff.
And you think I care about deer heads and guns? Because I really don't.
True, but only men would understand the complexity of that issue.
Okay, well, on that note, let's let Justin and JP take it away.
Yeah, I've always wanted full eyelashes.
Okay.
Oh, I was just kidding.
I see. Well, let's end with a quote. You only live once, but if you work it right, once is enough.
Oh, and tune in next week for a controversial debate and more.